Welcome to the 7-day audio guide for allowing love. My name is Zoe Lumiere. This is day one, and I'm so glad to be able to spend this time with you. You're about to learn 5 steps that take about 10 minutes a day. These proven 5 steps have helped me go from being single pretty much my entire adult life to marriage in about a year, and help me find the clarity and courage to leave a job that I did love but that was keeping me small, to the creation of my own business and the sharing of my own life's work while doubling my income within a year. I have supported dozens of clients also using this program in my one-on-one coaching practice who have allowed their perfect partners, their career expansion, and the fulfillment of a variety of dreams easily into their lives. One of my clients loved this program so much that she asked if I would record the program on audio, not just for her, but she also encouraged me to share this program freely as a gift to the world. So thank you, Teresa. So this program is designed to allow your soul-led dream easily into your life. The dream that is right now a small, still inner voice, an inner knowing inside each of us. The dream that you know will require that you grow, expand, overcome, and deeply align with your highest self. And finally, this program might work best when done first thing in the morning, before we connect to the overwhelming input from our physical and digital worlds. So I do recommend that you don't look at your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed, your email inbox, etc., until after this program each morning. However, whatever time of the day you can make it work, whatever time of day you choose can and will work. I do also encourage you to give your full and complete focus while doing this program. It's just 10 minutes a day. Today we are preparing the space in your life that you'll need to complete and be wildly successful with this 7-day audio guide, using 2 very practical and powerful tools. The first is commitment, and the second is support. The following 5 days after today will cover steps 1 through 5 of the Allowing Love program. And the 7th and final day will put this practice all together for you in a way that you will be able to use daily yourself if you choose. I'm going to lead us through a light alignment just now. And for this and throughout the program, I do use the word light. I encourage you, however, to use whatever word or terms work best for you. The light is just one word that I use to call and activate that collective energy of all of our souls, of that one spirit, of that one love, that one source, one God that we are. My experience with using the light is that it doesn't matter what word or name we use. What does seem to matter, however, in my experience, is that if we do want our soul and the light to guide us practically in our daily lives, that it's really helpful for us to spend time within, receiving our intuition and moving forward. And even more importantly and miraculously, that when we spend this time with the light, with our dream within, it seems also to affect and influence the world around us. So just now, take some time to get relaxed, and you can close your eyes if you like. I ask for the light to fill, surround, and protect us for our highest good. I ask for the light to support and guide us in centering more deeply into our love, our heart, and our intuition. I ask that anything that is no longer serving us, anything that is no longer working for us, that may be lifted throughout this program, throughout this week, and ongoing for the highest good of all concerned. I ask that each of us listening and participating just now come into the greatest alignment with the light, helping us more deeply allow our soul's impulse, our intuition, and the energy of grace to more fully live and fulfill our lives and our dreams. And so it is. Okay, so first let's look at commitment. How committed are you to marriage, to calling in the one, or to working for yourself, to a new career, a new business, or whatever dream is loudest in your heart right now? It's an amorphous idea, right? How committed are you to your dream? We could look at how much time every day are you spending on your dream? We could analyze your brain to see what kind of emotions or activity light up when you think about it. We could look at how much money, what kind of an investment have you given to your dream? And we could look at past behavior, past decision making. How lined up and congruent have you been with your dream? So I'm not sure about what happens for you when you think about commitment in this physical way, but for me, it's overwhelming and actually stressful. It triggers comparison, competition, and can easily lead to a deep sense of not enoughness. So the idea of being committed to a dream in these physical ways is often overwhelming and counterproductive. Recent academic research is finding that traditional motivation and goal-setting methods are not as effective as we once believed. Essentially, as the planet evolves, we are finding that outside-in approaches to life just aren't working as well. Eckhart Tolle has said, "When you get the inside right, the outside falls into place." Consider that a more powerful way forward exists, and that rather than focusing on and manipulating all of the outside, the external realities of your life, that by focusing on getting the inside right first, that the outside will fall into place easily and gracefully. So rather than committing to your dream, to all the work or changes and next steps or challenges your dream presents, consider committing simply to one daily habit of spending time within, of aligning to your dream and to your soul in this inner way. So now in this moment, ask yourself, are you all in for the next 7 days? And I really mean it. Ask yourself this question right now. Are you going to do this for the next 7 days? Feel free to pause this audio just now for as long as you need to receive a clear answer. And if you are all in, if you're committed just to spending these 10 minutes every day within, how can you support yourself in that? Can you put it on your schedule just now? Can you set an alarm on your phone? Whatever works for you, I encourage you to pause this audio now and do that and come back. Okay, great. Well done. Now that we have an inner commitment to ourselves, let's get some support, some outer support. For the next 7 days, I am here to support you, and this audio guide will serve as support, as a great tool for you towards your dream. I am also encouraging you to get another kind of very valuable support, and it's the support that you'll find in another human being, another soul that you love. Is there a close friend, a partner, a colleague, a family member that you feel really comfortable in sharing about your dream and asking them to support you on this journey? Perhaps they also have a dream inside and they could join you on this 7-day adventure and beyond. So just now, let your one key support person come to mind. Receive their name and receive how you will contact them. How will you invite them to support you? Perhaps you do both choose to do this 7-day audio guide together. Whatever outer support you choose, you can pause this audio now and take any next steps. Okay, so the final support that I offer to you is a closed Facebook group where people experimenting with this program can receive and give support to each other and receive direct support and guidance from myself. I encourage you to make a note of that now if that support calls to you. The link is in the email that you received today. Okay, so that's it. That's day one. Congratulations. Tomorrow we will be diving in to step one of the Allowing Love program, and I look forward to being with you all again then. Light and love to a beautiful day ahead.